show it right now.
Yeah, she did. Oh, yeah. And I was like, why, baby? I love you. I still love you.
Oh, I see a private round child with a girl I love. Forget you. I just a change in my pocket wasn't enough.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, back and forth rulings over President Trump's tariffs. Earlier this week, the U.S. Court of International Trade struck down many of the tariffs put in place on imports, and then an appeals court weighed in, lifting that block, allowing the tariffs to continue. Strong storms again battering large parts of the country, including Texas.
In Austin, storms dumping piles of hail.
Oh, my God.
Wind gusts up to 77 miles per hour, toppling trees. And in rural eastern Oklahoma, a mother and her three kids were finally rescued after spending more than a week trapped by downed trees after a tornado. The heroes in this story, nearly a dozen inmates, part of a Department of Corrections work crew who stepped up when county workers were overwhelmed.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert, there were also tornado sightings outside Atlanta. The White House presenting a peace plan to Hamas that calls for hostage releases and the prisoner exchange and for Israel to withdraw forces from a buffer zone so more aid can move in. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Attorneys for the Milwaukee County judge charged with interfering with immigration agents says she's immune from prosecution. Federal prosecutors accused Judge Hannah Dugan of assisting a man sought by ICE and eluding agents by preventing them from entering her courtroom and sending the man out another exit. A Madison man is charged in connection with shooting that left a child injured. Madison police say Zahari Powell left his gun unattended Monday morning when a six-year-old got a hold of it and shot himself in the eye. Powell is the boyfriend of the boy's mother. The child's condition is described as stable but with a serious prognosis. And a southern Wisconsin deer farm tests positive for chronic wasting disease. The State Department of Ag reports CWD was detected in a doe at a game farm in Rock County. The farm has been placed under quarantine and monitoring, and the rest of the animals on the farm will be examined. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing by late afternoon. High temps right around 80. Showers and storms lingering into the early evening, then partial clearing with low temps in the mid-50s. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 50 degrees.
Thinking nothing could go wrong.
connected to our community like no one else.
We are your hometown station.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Nemley. It is 8:12 on Friday morning. And yes, Marty, this is a great Friday wake-up song. Marty's listening in Green Bay this morning. And yes, our statewide text-to-win contest does begin on Monday. Make sure you're ready to go. Have that free Civic Media app installed, ready to go. Hourly prizes, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m., and you have a chance to be entered into our grand prize drawing as well. So again, our Scotty Text to Win statewide contest starts on Monday, and we are looking so forward to that, Emily. And, you know, it's always fun when you can win stuff, right?
Absolutely, and it's super fun to be able to allow people to win by way of being the good old radio liaison that hooks people up with an opportunity to text to win. And we also want to win, so, you know, if you love Dave and Emily in the morning and the morning show, do text to win things, and also then we might win bragging rights, and possibly there's some talk of a trophy if we get the most people to text in during our show. So if you could do that, we'd love that. Thank you.
Yes, we appreciate it, and also... We want to thank our Text to Win sponsor as well. We have someone who's helping out with this. I mean, we're excited about this. So again, we want to take a moment and say thank you to Realtor Trish Belter, our Text to Win sponsor, for our contest. We're excited. This is, we want to win this. We want you to win. It's a win-win, Emily.
It's a win-win, Dave. Look at that. Yeah. That's a really appropriate time to say win-win.
Yes, it is. And you know, the finale of this year's Scripps National Spelling Bee was last night. And the winner was 13-year-old Fazian Zaki from Plano, Texas. He correctly spelled the word, I'm not even going to try to pronounce, after the runner-up failed to spell the word. Again, I'm not going to try to say. These brilliant kids would be embarrassed by this story, though. The website Word Scrambler looked up in the internet search data to pull a list of the most problematic words for Americans to spell. Words that were associated with phrases like, how do you spell, or how do you spell. And here are the top 10 most spelled words in America.
Misspelled words.
Yep.
Misspelled.
Yeah. And the first.
Oh, I love this. And then I will share the one that made me lose my spelling bee. That is still in my memory and in my feelings. And I'm frustrated with this word. And it's not a hard one. But we'll talk about these. These are America's 10 most misspelled words. We'll start from the bottom because we do that.
Yep.
Number 10. You gotta spell these at home now in your head while I'm saying this. Restaurant. Use it in a sentence. That's my favorite restaurant.
Or
number 9, Dave.
We used to work in a restaurant. Or number 9, favorite. Like my favorite restaurant.
Look at this. Number 8. Here we go.
And number 8.
My favorite restaurant is a small business. I want to support them. Go to maxfm.com, big deals of the day. Support your small business, everybody. Look at that. Okay,
maxfmbigdeals.com. And guess what? We have Sweet Sanctuary Services today, half off, no code required. And because they're a neighbor business, that's number 7, is neighbor. So, you know, we have our favorite restaurant, small business, that is owned by our neighbor. And you know what? They may have some what type of food? Number 6.
Gorgeous food. Look at this. We're going to get through this whole thing, make this into a sentence. We're doing it. So what we're actually talking about is America's most misspelled words. And it is because the Scripps Spelling Bee had a finalist and a winner last night. We can't even say the word that they spelled.
No.
I literally can't say it. Like, I'm not going to embarrass myself like that. So right now we are on number 5
as
we are making a sentence. So here we go.
Let me give this
a shot. My neighbor's favorite restaurant is a small business, and they love to walk through the door. Through, everyone. That is the number 5th most misspelled word in America, and I just used all the other ones in a sentence. Dave, this is challenging. Let's go. What do you got for number 4?
Is believe. So I believe my favorite restaurant is a business that is owned by my neighbor, and every time I go through that business, it's gorgeous, I believe.
Oh, I missed gorgeous last sentence. Dang it. You got me. That was beautiful. Nicely done. So we're talking about America's top 10 most misspelled words. And Dave and I are just ad-libbing through this and making sentences. And we're challenging our Friday brains. Let's do this. Okay. So I believe it is necessary to walk through the gorgeous door of my neighbor's favorite restaurant because they are a small business and I support that. Boom. That was amazing.
Yes, it was amazing.
Number 3.
And so number 2 is separate. And I know that our neighbor has a separate small business with my favorite restaurant. And every time I walk through their gorgeous restaurant, I believe I find something that is necessary to eat.
Oh, my God. We are so good at this. We are talking about America's top 10 most misspelled words, and we are just coming up with a game on the morning show right now. This is live radio, folks.
Unscripted.
This is how this works. Okay. I started this, and now I got to do all 10. All right.
Yep.
Here we go. I'm making this up as I go along, folks. Number 1 most misspelled word in America is definitely. Here we go. I definitely think it's necessary to separate big business and small business, because I like to walk through the gorgeous door of my neighbor's small business, which is my favorite restaurant. Boom! Did I get them all?
No, you missed, I believe.
Oh, what did I miss?
Believe.
No, I said I believe it's necessary. Oh. I was in. I got them all.
You got them all. I think you did.
What
yeah.
You, let me hear yours. Let me hear yours. No. I'm going to make you do the number 10.
Oh, no. So this is definitely going to be a tough challenge as I talk about the separate restaurant that is necessary to go through because I believe I walk through there every single day to look at the gorgeous food that my neighbor has through their favorite small business.
Yes. Dude, we are so smart. We are so awesome. And so, this is Friday morning brains, everybody.
And
this
now,
is Friday morning brains, which can be a little wonky.
Yep. And the number one misspelled word in the state of Wisconsin is different. So there you go. We're not going to go through all the states, but I definitely had to laugh at that one. And then Vermont, I don't know what happened here, but supercalifragilisticexpialidocious is the most spelled misspelled word in Vermont. So not sure who the Weisenheimer is there, but somebody had that one. And then Colorado was Sergeant, so I don't know if people in Colorado get pulled over a lot, but that was kind of funny. And then quesadilla was in Arkansas. So those are some of the state's most spelled words. No, Emily, you mentioned that these years later that you're still struggling because you lost a spelling bee due to what word?
Well, and I need to preempt this in saying that I know how to spell this word, and I also did know how to spell the word at the time because not hard. I was just feeling the jitters, and I think I was just, and I was little. I mean, I think I was in like second grade. Address.
Oh.
It has two D's, everyone.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
So that every time I read that word, say that word, think about that word, I'm like, oh, there's just a little, that little girl in me is like, oh, two D's.
Two D's.
So anyways, it would be fun to know if people are feeling like texting us in this morning and getting involved in this silly game. We'd love to know if you were in a spelling bee, what word took you down? Just because it's fun, because it's not embarrassing. We all, you know, it is what it is. Like, you're up there in front of people trying to do your thing. You know how to spell the things. It doesn't mean it's a hard word. It just means it tripped you up, and that's okay.
Yes, it does. So we definitely can appreciate that. And I do want to take a moment and remind everyone that Baraboo High School graduation is tonight, 7 p.m. It used to be at 8 p.m. They've changed it to 7 p.m. And they're currently planning for it to be outside at Beryl Newman Field. So Baraboo High School graduation tonight, 7 p.m., Beryl Newman Field. And we're streaming that live on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page as well. Emily, you're going to be back at 8:40 as we celebrate some calendar days.
Sweet. Sounds like a plan.
Looking forward to that. I always look forward to calendar days. That is definitely one of our favorites. So we'll be doing that at 8:40 this morning. And we're going to get you back into some great music this morning. As a reminder, don't forget to have that free Civic Media app installed and ready to go on your mobile device. Monday morning, our statewide text to win contest is back, 7 a.m. Be ready to go. Make sure you have that phone charged and the Civic Media app installed and ready to go. Also, we're going to have some exciting news on how we're going to power up our Monday morning starting at 6 a.m. Here is TLC Waterfalls on Max FM.
Praying. 99.7.
Seven Max FM, Dave Grant joined by Tom Lyons from the Riverside and Great Northern Railroad. Good morning, Tom. How are you today?
Hey, Dave. Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us today. You have a huge event coming up on Saturday. Tell our listeners about that.
Yes. So I am a member and volunteer of the Riverside and Great Northern Railway in Wisconsin Dells. It's actually one of Wisconsin Dells' oldest attractions. It's over 78 years old. And, we have decided, and I'm kind of excited, we've talked about doing this for a while, to do a free day for locals. And so what this is looking like right now is you show up at the railroad and you get your ticket, you can ride the train. There's other things to do there. We've got games for the kids. We've got a concession stand. We've got a brand new pavilion, but it's just a chance to show off our new facility because we've had a lot of new buildings built in the last year. And also, we're really sick of people saying, I've lived here all my life, and I have no idea you guys were here. So we're trying to get rid of that.
And see, I've known it was there. I just haven't been there. So it's a perfect opportunity to go there. No cost, starting at 9:30 this Saturday. So tell us a little bit about what's going to happen on Saturday, how long is the ride, and all of that.
Absolutely. So just a little history of the railroad. So this building, or the facility, was actually a manufacturing facility to build trains for the Milwaukee Zoo, the Brookfield Zoo, the Knoxville, Tennessee Zoo, a bunch of private estates. But in the 80s, it's turned into a tourist attraction. And then it in 1989, became a nonprofit. And so there's about 300 members worldwide that keep the trains running. And so I would actually recommend getting there at 9 o'clock, because from the response we've got already, it sounds like it's going to be completely packed. Basically, you can come in, check out the brand new gift shop, and then get your free ticket. This is for anybody within 25 miles of Wisconsin Dells. So you'll be able to get in line for a train ride. You'll be able to enjoy the new grounds. We've done the, if you've been to the railroad before, you won't believe the changes. And if you've never been there, you're going to love it.
So a lot of changes since people have been there last year, and you have some new equipment in there. That is exciting news, Dom.
Yeah, we picked up last year the two engines, the two steam engines that were owned originally by the Milwaukee Zoo. And last year, the Milwaukee Zoo decided they wanted to no longer do steam. So one of our members was kind enough to go down there and make them an offer they couldn't refuse. And so those two engines are running on our property now. And like you said, there's just so many changes at the railroad. And let's talk about location before I forget.
Yes, let's do that.
So this is the problem we have. Everyone's like, where are you guys? So we are 1 mile outside of Wisconsin Dells. And the simplest way to find it is if you're at Jose's restaurant right by the bridge before you go into Wisconsin Dells. There's a road called Stand Rock Road. And you just go out 1 mile, and that's where we are. So we're actually out by the brand new high school, so everybody knows where that's at.
Yes, they do. And so just go down Stand Rock Road 1 mile. You will find them. Now, if people want to find more information about your railroad online, Tom, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, the best way is DellsTrain.com, DellsTrain.com. Or you can just do a Google search and look up Wisconsin Dells Trains, and we'll show up in the first one or two, along with Amtrak, but you don't want to take Amtrak.
No, you don't want to take Amtrak. That's going to cost you a lot more than what this will cost you on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Free.
Yeah, and the ride is so beautiful. It's the old roadbed of the, whatever, I'm not going to get into details, but it basically overlooks the Wisconsin River. We see a huge amount of animals this time of the year, turkey, deer, fox. We actually, last year, we had a peacock show up and spend his entire summer at our property. And this year we saw him with two other peacocks. So I don't know if they're going to show up again or not. We'll see.
Well, and maybe stop out Saturday to see if the peacocks are out there. It's free, Tom. So great opportunity to enjoy this again. 1 mile down Stand Rock Road. Just go past Jose's and Wisconsin Dells. You'll find it. You're not going to miss it. Tom, anything you'd like to add today?
No, thanks so much. I appreciate you helping us get the word out. And we're just really excited as a volunteer and member there since 1989. I'm just really passionate about it, and I'm excited what we're doing.
I'm excited for you as well. Again, the free event this Saturday. Get there at 9 o'clock. And one more time, what's that website, Tom?
DellsTrain.com. DellsTrain.com.
Tom, thank you so much for joining us today, and we hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, sir.
This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM.
There were many school referendums this spring, and in over half of these, Wisconsinites voted to increase their property taxes in order to fund their public school. Other communities decided that they should not have to do that, and they're not wrong to think that. We have paid taxes that should be used to support our public schools, but those funds are not getting to our schools, and we should be asking why. Two-thirds of school funding used to be from the state. But that is no longer true because our legislature has chosen large tax cuts for the rich instead of investing in our public schools. We need to tell our representatives that the future of our children should not be sacrificed to give tax cuts to the ultra-rich. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we value our children and we expect them to uphold these values. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
If you have a lot of shopping to do for summer, then you're actually in luck. Because at Macy's, the latest designer trends are here now. From swimming sandals to match sets and linen suits, all for 20% off. But get this, spend $100 and get 25% off. Spend $200 and get 30% off. 30%! So the bigger your summer, the better. Because the more you buy, the more you save. But hurry, it all ends Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
The Brewers in Philly.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight. The Brewers open a three-game series against the Phillies, the best team in the National League so far this season. But manager Pat Murphy is encouraged after the crew swept the Red Sox this week in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I mean, it's a testament to who they are. I talk about that a lot, like who these people are. Who is Bryce Terang? Who is Jackson Chourio? Who is William Contreras and Yelich? And that's what makes me believe in the team is who they are.
In golf, the U.S. Women's Open continues at Erin Hills near Hartford, Wisconsin. NFL at OTAs, we met Aaron Banks, the Packers' new left guard, who signed a four-year, $77 million deal in free agency and talked about finding out he was headed from the 49ers to Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get a lot of contact from my agent until the window opened on that Monday, and he hit me and was like, hey, we got good news, think cheese. So I was like, all right, deal's done. All right, sounds good.
That's Packers left guard Aaron Banks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
City weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing by late afternoon. High temps right around 80. Showers and storms lingering into the early evening, then partial clearing with low temps in the mid-50s. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower at 800-329-4115. Current temperature is 54.
It's all fun and games.
Till somebody tells on us.
Maximum Hits. 99.7. Max FM.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:40 on your Thursday morning. We are going to take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, patchy smoke starting around noon, and we also have a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Mostly sunny with a high of 76. Tonight, shower and thunderstorm chances continue. Partly cloudy, a low of 52. Tomorrow morning, patchy smoke, turning sunny, a high of 73. On Sunday, sunny, a high of 79. Currently is 57 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak. Also, Emily, we want to remind everyone, graduation tonight, Baraboo High School, 7 p.m. Currently, the plan is to have that outdoors at Beryl Newman Field. And as a reminder, we will be streaming that live on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page.
That's such a fun opportunity for the graduates to have their stuff streamed. I think that's fabulous because sometimes grandparents can't make it or folks are out of town or who knows what, but it's very fun that that gets to happen. Congratulations to all of the Baraboo High School seniors. Have a great time tonight. Be safe.
Yes, indeed. We look forward to being there with them. I'm actually in between songs, was loading up gear to get ready for that tonight. So I've been running around a little bit this morning already. So if I sound out of breath, that's why. I was up and down the stairs and elevator a few times. But hey, I needed some exercise
you
as well.
That.
Yeah, it's all good. And then I'm just, you know, I'm looking forward to Monday. We will have our statewide text win contest. That's back starting at 7 a.m. And we have a big news thing happening Monday, 6 a.m. Not going to say any more than that. I'm trying not to spill the beans, maybe pun intended, but you know, we're going to power up our Monday mornings with something special. So looking forward to that. 6 a.m. Monday morning. Tune in. Big, exciting news. But we got to get through today first, and today is Friday, May 30th, and we're going to take a look at calendar days. And the one I wanted to mention on our list is it is World MS Day today, and that is signified by an orange ribbon. And MS is a chronic progressive disease where it's the insulating covers of the nervous system are damaged. And it's something that is very much a predominant thing. There's going to be a bike MS event coming up in August. You've heard Erica talking with me about that on air before. And so that is coming up in August. And we are talking about some things that we may do to be involved in that as well. So it goes right in line with National E-Bike Day. So they will be doing the bike MS ride. I don't know if you can use an e-bike for that or not, but it is National E-Bike Day today. And people are encouraged to ride their e-bike or make the switch to electric transportation. E-bikes are fun, I hear. I have the pedal bike, which yeah. I haven't did in years.
Oh, I have both. E-bikes are super fun. And what's cool about them is, you know, you can use your bicycle for transportation as far as you can ride it. I mean, but e-bikes, what's cool about those is you can ride them further because they don't tire you out as much. You get a little help. And if there's lots of hills or things on your commute or wherever you're going, the e-bike just makes it so, you know, folks that are either unable or not interested in riding as far or in different kind of terrain, you can kind of cruise quickly. E-bikes are a lot of fun. I would definitely suggest giving them a try. There's lots of ways that you can like rent them or whatever. So definitely give that a shot. I would have to give that one a thumbs up.
Well,
another thing I want to give a thumbs up to is it's International Hug Your Cat Day. Wait, what?
I want to see you and Rob try that bike that's in the basement together.
That's so weird that you said that. I was literally just thinking about that. That tandem.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yikes. Oh. Cosmic connection.
Yes.
It was just that we have a tandem at the Great Day Building.
Oh,
we had it, you know, over the winter and we kind of forgot about it. And so we put it in storage and didn't forget about it. It was in storage. It was not bike weather. And now that it's, oh my gosh, I don't know, if you out there have not ridden a tandem with someone, I would highly encourage it because what it does is it really makes you need to communicate with the person on the bike because you need to balance together, pedal together, brake, I mean, there's all the things.
It sounds like about as great an idea as Wendy and I kayaking together is what that sounds like to me. I've never been on a tandem bike. There's probably a good reason why, but we'll get back to the day that Emily's probably celebrating right now as we speak.
International Hug Your Cat Day. It's such a nice one. Time up to scoop up your cats for International Hug Your Cat Day. Now, cats and dogs don't really super love like tight hugs and your face and their face, but there are ways to get that kind of hug need that we like with your animals in a way that they enjoy. So, but you do have to kind of like read the room, right? They don't like to be squeezed and no. You have your face like squeezing their face, but they do like to be held. So just be gentle and read their cues, because physically they just, they show affection in a little bit of different ways, because you know what? They're a different species. So just be thoughtful and careful with them, because you don't want to have a nice hug turn into a scratch or like
no. It just depends on the animal. I mean, my last dog loved to give hugs. My other two dogs did. This one's a little bit different, but he's always in my face because he likes me a little bit. It's also National Heat Awareness Day, so it's a reminder, don't get too warm when it's you're outside. So Heat Awareness Day is something that's very much important. I also appreciate National Creativity Day. A special day was found to honor and celebrate everyone who creates new things each day. And they have a beautiful cup of coffee there. And, coffee, such a good thing. Mm-hmm. Such an important way to get your day going.
It's going to be extra fun starting next week. Just saying. Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave it at that. It is also national. That was looking at the Creativity Day still. And we are already over that. But it's such a great picture, right?
It is.
Weird thing, I don't know anything about this, but it's Fakesgiving today. I didn't know that there was like a Fakesgiving in the middle of spring. This is new to me. I've heard of Fakesgiving, but I assumed it was like around the same time of the holiday, but I guess not. It says, get the chicken and drinks ready. It's time for us to celebrate Fakesgiving. So that's kind of cool.
Well,
I mean, any good reason to have family and friends over for a nice meal, I think that's lovely.
It's a holiday celebrated to either honor the fact that family and friends can be celebrated at any random time, or is a sarcastic version of the Thanksgiving holiday. In terms of the core elements that make up the holiday, it's hardly any different from the Thanksgiving holiday itself. A meal is prepared, family and friends are present, everyone gathers around the table and says what they're thankful for, and generally fun for everyone and creates some memories. So, happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Absolutely. And talking about having people for dinner, it is European Neighbors Day. Invite your neighbors to a nice meal and get to know your community. I actually got invited to a dinner last week by a young lady who is from Poland, and she made us an amazing Polish dinner. So shout out to Magdalena. It was so good, and she is ready to like cook for us again. I can't wait. Polish food is fantastic, and this woman knows how it's done. So yeah, it is cool to share with people that, you know, are from different backgrounds. And the way to connect is through food, and you learn a lot. So it's pretty cool. So I feel excited about that new friend and about that Polish food. It's so good.
That is good.
What else do we got there? Oh, National Hole in My Bucket Day. I mean, is that about Dave? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, there is apparently a song about that at one point in time. But this one, I hope you don't have a hole in your bucket for, because it's National Mint Julep Day. So,
those are so good.
Did you know 120,000 mint juleps are sold during Derby weekend in Louisville?
That's so awesome. How fun is that? It's not Derby weekend, though. I thought that was March.
That was a few weeks ago. So, yeah.
Okay.
But this is a traditional cocktail served in a silver cup, and it's associated with the Kentucky Derby for about a century. It's a refreshing, sophisticated cocktail that's good at any time. And they celebrate it today. All you need is bourbon, sugar, mint, and ice. So I have never had a mint julep, believe it or not.
What? But you love bourbon. Mint.
I may have partaken in a little bit of bourbon once in a while, but yeah, I've never had mint with it. Yeah, maybe I'll
It's so good. It's actually quite refreshing, and that's not usually what you think about when you think about like bourbon is kind of like that. It's cold outside, sit by a fire kind of drink, right? But the way that mint juleps are made makes bourbon super refreshing. So I'm not condoning drinking bourbon. I'm just saying one time I had one, and they're really good, and I was surprised. I think it was.
I have never.
We're talking about bourbon, but only because it's National Mint Julep Day. Just saying, we're not just coming up with this stuff.
Well, you know, and that's exactly it. So that is kind of funny, and I just have never had it before. So now I'm very curious, and so I might have to.
But it's Friday.
You could
do that.
I can't because I'm working tonight. So I'm gonna be.
I gotta be
on my best behavior tonight because I will actually be at graduation tonight as well.
Yeah, so. That's. Probably not the right environment to be drinking bourbon. Let's not do that.
Well, somebody said, yes, I'm missing out. Even his wife has had mint julep at Churchill Downs. So
Ooh, nice.
Yes.
Whoever that is, you are a lucky man.
Well, it's his wife, and she may be turning 50 on Sunday, so hopefully she remembers that she had that, so I'm just looking.
So there you go. There's a reason to have mint juleps. It's Sunday, and it's one of your bestie's birthdays.
Yeah.
Do that, Dave. I encourage you.
I might have
a
mint
julep. Adult beverage partaking.
I think we've got, you know, it's kind of a crazy weekend, so we got quite a few different things happening this weekend, so we'll see what happens. Got graduation. My one of my very best friend's birthdays, and there's just a graduation party. A lot of things in one weekend, but the good thing is we'll be back on Monday morning, and again, we have our statewide text to win contest starting with the morning show next Monday, June 2nd. So not that far away. Have the Civic Media app installed, ready to go. Or you can text in, but you're supposed to be using the Civic Media app, so have that ready. And the only place you're going to get that keyword is from Dave and Emily on the air. You will not get it anywhere else. You won't get it on Facebook, social media, anywhere else like that. Got to tune into the morning show, 7 a.m. Monday morning. We want to hook you up to win, but also you can help us. So please join us for that. We are looking forward to that. And then again, we have a big announcement Monday morning, 6 a.m., we're going to power our morning show up Monday mornings, all morning long. That's the only hint you get. Got to tune in Monday morning for all the exciting news. Right, Emily?
Absolutely. It's going to be so exciting. It's so cool when you have a job that's so great that on Friday you're looking forward to Monday.
Right?
Like, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah. You don't
we're really lucky people.
We are. We're very lucky. I'm excited about that. I look forward to Monday. I look forward to coming to work, which I love my job. And no, I've not had any mint juleps yet. So that's the only hint we'll give you. But tune in on Monday. Emily, I hope you have a great weekend as well.
Absolutely. Everybody out there, have a wonderful weekend. Congratulations again to the graduates. And yeah, enjoy the weather and just have a wonderful weekend. Be kind to yourself because you deserve it.
Indeed. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. 8:51 on Friday morning on Max FM.
Today's Max FM big deal of the day. Sweet Sanctuary Services. Do your digital photos need organization? Is your home screen so crowded that you can't even see your favorite photos? Let Casey of Sweet Sanctuary Services in Portage help you with a digital cleanup. She can help you organize your digital space so that you can feel good about working on your computer again. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $65 gift certificates for just $32.50 today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Have you experienced one of Wisconsin Dells' original attractions that has been a best-kept secret for over 70 years? Well, now you can. On Saturday, May 31st, you'll be able to ride the Riverside and Great Northern Railway absolutely free. This event is for anyone who lives within 30 minutes of Wisconsin Dells. The first train departs at 10 a.m., so make sure to get there early. Don't miss the Riverside and Great Northern Railway free day, Saturday, May 31st. Summer restrictions apply. Visit DellsTrain.com for more.
Celebrate creativity at the Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Explore works from over 180 artists featuring pottery, paintings, jewelry, woodwork, and more. Enjoy live music, local food vendors, and fun for the whole family, all in one of Wisconsin's most charming small towns. Admission is free, and everyone is welcome. The Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th. Get the details at springgreenartfair.com.
At the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we've been part of your community for generations, helping families and businesses achieve their goals. This is Brett Schwartzer. From small beginnings to big milestones, we're here to provide trusted financial solutions for every chapter of your life. Stop in at any of our locations and let us help you build towards your financial goals.
Bank of Wisconsin Dells, member FDIC.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-239-1749. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-239-1749. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-239-1749. 800-239-1749. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-239-1749.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Maximum hits.
Whiskey, no more battles for me. You'll be calling a trick.